Today's shiur is in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Dalet. We are in the midst of Mishnayos that tell us what the five great Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said concerning words of Musar, of chastisement, and each one of them said three different sayings. We are up to the last of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Talmidim, and this is Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. We learned in the earlier Mishnayos that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was either the greatest of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Talmidim, or that certainly in Charifus, in depth, he was the greatest. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was the greatest in Bekiyus, in knowledge of the Torah. But Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was a Mayan Hamizgaber. He was a fountain of wisdom, of being Maven Dover Mitoich Dover. So certainly in the Inyan of Charifus, of sharpness and depth in Torah, he was the greatest of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Talmidim. Said Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, have a shakud lulmoy Torah, be diligent in the study of Torah. The pshat I'm going to say now I did not see anywhere, but perhaps the reason Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said this specific mimer was because of what we find concerning Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch in a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. I've mentioned in previous shiurim that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, would always combine what the Tanoim said in Pirkei Avos with Chazal, with Gemaras, where they were personally involved, and we see a relationship between the stories in the Gemara and what the particular Tana stated in Pirkei Avos. So too, perhaps, there is a connection between the words of Rabbi Elazar of Have a Shakud Lulmoy Torah and the story in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara relates that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Iklo Lahasim, he came to a place of water and wine. Imshich Basrayu, he was led after those physical pleasures. The great Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was taking it easy. He was enjoying life. He drank wine. He bathed. Iyakir Talmudei. And as time went on, his learning became forgotten. Ki hader asa kom lemikri besafra, when he came back from his resort, from his vacation, and he wanted to read in the Sefer Torah, he was called up. And in those days, the person who received the Aliyah would do the actual Kriya in the Torah. Bo lemikre hachodesh hazeh lachem. It was Parshas Bo. And he was supposed to read the words, hachodesh hazeh lachem, this month is yours. And instead, he had forgotten his learning to such a degree that he could not read the words, the letters properly, and instead of Achodesh Hazelechem, Omar Hacheresh Hoya Libam. He switched the Dalit for a Reish, so instead of Achodesh, it became Acheresh, and instead of Achodesh Hazelechem, Achof, he had a Beis Libam. And as the Meforshim explained, there was actually a message here. The great heart of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, the giant in Havana, in the understanding of the Torah, could no longer read. And why? Because Hacheresh Hoyo Libam, their hearts became deaf. Through the pleasures that he enjoyed in the resort area, his heart had become deaf to the words of Torah. Bo Rabbanan Rachmiole, the Rabbanan Davin, that he should get back his Torah knowledge, and in fact, Vahadur Talmudei, his Torah came back. So it is possible that following that event, Rabbi Elazar said, don't do what I did. Don't take a vacation from Torah, but instead always be diligent in Torah. And as the Gemara there in Shabbos continues, Vahainu Disnan, and that is what we learned in a Mishnah in Perek Dalet of Avos, Rab Nuroy Yomer, Havi Gola L'makom Torah, don't go into a resort area, but rather go into exile to a place of Torah. Val Tomer Shehi Tovech Recha, don't say, wherever I go, the Torah will follow me. The Talmidim will come, even if I go to a resort area, the Talmidim will follow. Va'el Binascha Al Tishoin, don't depend on your great Bina, your great understanding, because look what happened to me. I thought I could vacation and still keep my Torah, and in fact, Iyakar Talmudei, my Torah was lost. Tana, Loi Rab Neroi Shemoi, El Rab Nechemya Shemoi. His name was Rab Nechemya V'Amrilo, and some say Rab Lozer Ben Aruch Shemoi. His real name was Rab Lozer Ben Aruch. So when Rab Neroi said, Avigoyle L'makom Torah, it was Rab Lozer Ben Aruch who was saying that. V'loma Nikr Shemoi Rab Neroi. If it was Rab Lozer Ben Aruch, why was he called Rab Neroi? Shemanhir Einei Chachamim Ba'alacha, that he enlightened the eyes of the Chachamim in Halacha, but then he took a vacation, he lost his Torah, the Rabbanon prayed that he should get his Torah back, which he did, but as a result, Rabbi Lozer in our Mishnah tells us, have he shakud l'umay Torah. Be diligent always, there is no vacation from Torah. The great Rabbi Lozer ben Aruch could lose all his Torah until he actually made mistakes in the reading of words. Continues Rab Lozer, Veda, and know, Masha Tashiv la'apikoros. Know what you will answer to an apikoros. An apikoros means someone who denies the existence of Hashem, or that Hashem is Echad, that there's only one Hashem, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one. And also a person who is kofer b'Torah Sheba Peh, he denies the oral Torah. He does averis lahachis in spite against the Torah and in public in a way that he denies through kvira the entire Torah. The Rambam tells us that the word apikores comes from the word hefger, that he is mafger and mevazeh the Torah. He doesn't consider the Torah important, and he denigrates and embarrasses the Torah. The Rav brings a second shot, that he's mafker himself. He doesn't take into account, by my not paying proper respect to the Torah, by fighting the Torah, by embarrassing the Torah, I am being mafker my own life, because I am setting myself up, chas v'shalom, for the retribution, the punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnayis Kohati brings down that some explain that the word apikoros comes from the philosopher, the Greek philosopher whose name was Apikor, and he lived approximately 400 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, and his philosophy that he spread throughout the world was the very opposite of Torah, that the purpose of life is to have pleasure, the pleasure of the body. And so they gave the name apikoros to anyone who was mevazeh the Torah. And again, this would fit in very well according to what we explained, that the first statement of Rabbi Lozer, Avi Shakud L'Umay Torah, was because of his own running to the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. That's why Rabbi Lozer continues, constantly be diligent. Don't take the vacation from Torah. Don't go after the water and the wine, the earthly pleasures. Vida, and know, Masha Toshav La'apikoros, to that apikoros whose name comes from the false philosophy that to live a hedonistic life, to pursue physical pleasure, know how to answer that apikoros. Now, how does one know what to answer an apikoros? First of all, it's important to point out what Bunim points out. The Mishnah here says, Da Masha Toshiv L'apikoros, what you should answer an apikoros. Don't start up with an apikoros. You can answer, if he starts up with you, you can answer him, but you yourself shouldn't begin, because it is not good to debate an apikoros unless he starts with you and you have to answer him. Da Masha Toshiv L'apikoros. How do you know what to answer? The pashtus is through the Torah itself. And that's why the first two mamorim or ablaz go together. Be diligent in Torah so that through the Torah you will know how to answer an apikoros. However, if we look in the Rambam, we see a startling message that the Rambam tells us. First, the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayos, "Vezelu shaynoi va'amru loy shanu el apikoros ovid koychavim." Aval apikoros Yisrael kol shchein de poker tvei. Chazal tell us that one answers only a goyish, a Gentile apikoros, but a Jewish apikoros, don't even answer it. Says the Rambam, Ratzaloimer sheyosev levazois. If you're going to answer him, he'll embarrass the Torah more. Umevneze ain't tzorach ledaberi maklal. There's no necessity to speak with him at all. Sheein loy takana. He has no way of getting fixed. Ve'ein loy refuah. There's no cure for his spiritual illness. So to a Jewish apikoros, have nothing to do with him. Ein loy refuah klal, says the Rambam. And then the Rambam continues. Va'amru, and they said, afal pi shetilmoy deyos umois, even if you learn the knowledge of the goyim, lodas, to know eich toshev aleim, in order to know what their philosophy is, so that you can know what to properly answer them, he shomer, be careful, shalayal lebelipcha dover min adeyos ahem, that none of their false ideologies will enter your heart. Vida, and no, continues the Rambam, shemi shetavoid lefanav, the one who you are serving, in other words, the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, yoideyat svoin lipcha, he knows what's in the inner hidden recesses of your heart. Vehu amroi, and that's what it says here in the Mishnah, vida lefnei miyato amel, the next statement of Rabbi Elazar is, know in front of who you are working. You're not working in front of a boss or a dom. You're working in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're, the Rambam is learning that if you are going to learn his false ideologies and begin believing in them, Ratzolaymer continues the Rambam, Sheyichaven liboy be'emunas Hashem Yisborach. Hashem, da'al of nimi atonel, know that Hashem peers into your heart. He knows what's going on in your heart. And therefore, even if you have to learn their knowledge to know what to answer, but don't begin to believe in their philosophies. And then Rabbi Elazar concludes, V'neman hu ba'malach toch, the person who is your master is trustworthy, sheyishalm loch schar pulasach, for your hard diligence in Torah and learning how to answer an apikores, Hashem is guaranteeing you that he will give you reward for your hard work. Now, from this Rambam, it would seem that not only is one to learn Torah in order to know what to answer an apikores, but he is even allowed, and maybe even he should, learn the chachmas ha'umois, so that he would know how to answer them. And this brings us to a question that Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, posed to three Gedolim in Europe. They were Rav Boruch Ber Leibowitz, found in the Birchas Shmuel Masechet Kedushin Siman Chav Zayin, and also to Rav Elchanan Wasserman Hashem Yinkam Dama, found in the Sefer Kovetz Oris, and also to the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva Hagoyin Rav Avram Yitzchak Bloch Hashem Yinkam Damav. And this I once saw in the journal put out by the Orthodox Scientists. And each of these Gedolim was asked by Rav Schwab whether Rav Schwab was coming from Germany and people were going to university there. Can a religious person go to the university? Can he learn Chochmas Chatzonius? Can he learn things of apikoros? And each of these Gedolim gave a different answer. The one who was the most machmir was Rav Boruch Ber Leibowitz. The middle was Rav Elchanan, and the most lenient was Rav Avram Yitzchak Bloch Zitzal. The Bircha Shmuel based on the Ramah in Yoredeya Siman Reish Mem Vav Sif Dalid, comes to the conclusion that going to a university where they teach apikursis, one is not allowed to do, and even on one's own, to learn Chachmas Ha'umois, if it's apikursis, not allowed. And even if it's not apikursis, let's say a person will learn math, there's no apikursis in math, even such a limud of the goyim, a person should only do it aroi, says the Rama. You should only do it not on a permanent basis, every day, a certain time, with kvias, but rather a temporary arrangement from time to time. If it's not apikursis, that is permitted. He brings down that Hagoyin, Hatzadik, he calls him Rav Samsfal Hirshitzal, although he did permit the learning of Chachmas Chatzonius in his famous dictum of Yafa Talmud Torah Im Derech Eretz. That was only a Hiroa Shah. It was only because he felt there was no other way to bring back the Jews of Germany who had gone off to the Reform, if he would not permit them to learn Torah while at the same time studying the secular studies. However, Lefi Aniyas Daiti, it would seem that if one looks at the words of Rav Hirsch in Parshas Achrimos, where he discusses Torah and Derech Eretz, it seems there that Rav Hirsch felt that if Derech Eretz is a Meshores, if it's a maiden, a handmaiden to the Torah is the Iker, and the Chachmas Chatzonius is a Tuffel, then one should, in fact, learn, according to the Shita of Samuel Hirsch, it would seem from its writing there that it was not a Hara Shah, but rather this was the Shita of Rav Samsval Hirsch. To the other extreme, the most Kuladika Shita is that of the Telzer Rav and Rosh Hashiva of Rav Yitzchak Bloch. Zitzal, his opinion was that even apikursis could be learned. I was not able to check, but from memory, he certainly said that B'derech Aroi, temporary, not bekfias, one could learn apikursis. Da mashatoshev. Perhaps, I'm not sure he even said it, if it's bekfias, but certainly he paskened that not just regular Chachmas Chatzonius, as the Birchas Shmuel paskened, but even Chachmas Chatzonius with apikursis is permitted if it's temporary, and the purpose of it is da mashatoshev la apikoris. And it would seem, as we mentioned from the words of the Rambam on our Mishnah, that the Rambam is telling us that one is allowed, one should learn Chachmas Chatzonius. He should just be careful that he shouldn't begin to believe in the false ideologies that he's learning, which he's only doing for Da Mashatoshev. So it would seem from the Rambam, like the Shita of Hagoyin Rav Avram Yitzchak Bloch Hashem Yinkam Davav. Continues the next Mishnah. And before we begin the next Mishnah, let us make a short Hagdama. Until now, in Pirkei Avos, beginning with the first Mishnah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina, we have been going through the Mesorah of the Chachmei HaTorah, according to the Zmanim, one generation after the other. We began with Shimon HaTzadik, then we went over to the Chachamim of the Zugois, the one was a Nasi and one was an Abezdin. When we reached Hill of Shammai, then Rabbeinu HaKadosh brought down all the Nasiim from Hillel until his great-great-grandson, Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And when that was finished, then we went back to Mamorim of Hillel HaZaken in order to tie together one Nasi who was in the middle of all the Nasiim of Hillel's descendants, and who was not a descendant of Hillel, but rather he was a Talmud of Hillel, and that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was Mekabel de Torah from his Rebbe Hillel and from Shammai. And we quoted Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, then we quoted his five great Talmidim, and from now until the end of Masechta Avos, there is no chronological order to the Tanoim that are going to speak to us. We are now going to begin what Rav Tarfon told us. Rav Tarfon was a Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was just like Rabbi Akiva stemmed from Gerim, so too Rav Tarfon. His main location was in the city of Lud. It said about Rav Tarfon that he was compared to a pile of nuts, just like a pile of nuts. If you take one nut away from the middle, all the other nuts fall one on top of the other. So too, anyone who would come in to learn from Rav Tarfon, and he would say to Rav Tarfon, please teach me on a certain subject, what would come out would be one chazal, one piece of Torah falling on top of the other. And the person would go out with Mikra, Mishnah, Medrash, Halachas, and Agadais. And Kivan, Sheyotzem, Ulfana of the Gemara and Gittin Daf, Samach Zayin, Amid Aleph tells us, when that Talmud went out from Rav Tarfon, Hayayotze, Mole, Brach of Atayv, the Torah was piled up one on top of the other, which that Talmud received from Rav Tarfon. Continues the Mishnah. The reason that Rav Tarfon is brought in here as the first Tana who's not in chronological order is because what he has to say concerns Torah and the reward for Torah, and that fits into what Rav Lozer ben Aruch, who spoke about Torah and the reward of Torah, and also the very language of Rav Tarfon in Mishnah Tez Zayin, where he states at the end of the Mishnah, V'neman hu ba'al malachtach she'isham lach schar pulasach, is the same as what Rav Lozer ben Aruch just said, V'neman hu ba'al malachtach, at the end of Mishnah Yudalit, she'isham lach schar pulasach. And therefore, that's why Rav Tarfon is the first of all the Tanoim to be brought after we have completed the Mesoros HaTorah from one generation to the other. Rav Tarfon Oimer, said Rav Tarfon, Hayoim Kotzer. Rav Tarfon compares a person in this world to a worker working for a master. The day is short. A person's life flies by, as we say on the Davening in the Yom Neroim, Kechalom Yof. It's like a fleeting dream. Before a person knows it, he's already an old man. Where did life go? V'amalach merubah. There's a lot of work to do in Torah. As the Pasuk in the EU of Perek Yudalef, Pasuk Tes tells us, Arucha me'eretz midah. Torah is longer than the measuring stick of the world. U'rechava min'ayam. It's wider than the oceans. V'hapo'alim atzelim. And instead of focusing on learning Torah, a person gets busy with all kinds of distractions. People are lazy and they waste chunks of their time in this world. Time is life. And if a person doesn't use time correctly, he wastes his life away. If a person utilizes his time properly, v'aschor, sachar, harbe, there is much reward. U'bala bayis teicheg, and the master is pushing and pressuring. We know there's a lot of reward, as the Pasuk Mishlei Perek Ches, Pasuk Yudalef states, Toiva Chachma Mipninim. Torah is worth more, wisdom is worth more than precious jewels. V'chol Chafetzim Lo Yishvu Bo, and all precious items are not equal to the Torah. We know that there's a concept of Schar B'hai Al-Malekah. There's no reward in this world. And the Michtam Eliyahu explains it's not because Hashem doesn't pay in this world, but because Hashem can't pay on this world. As the Mishnah says further in Pirkei Avos, Yafa Koiras Ruach Shalolam Abba Mikol Chayolam Azeh. As the Michtam Eliyahu there explains, that a marshal of a person going by a bakery, and he takes a whiff of the delicious aromas of the cakes and breads that are being made in that bakery. A whiff of Olam Haba, not even being in Olam Haba, just being from the outside of Olam Haba, is worth more than all of the life in this world. As the Michtam Eliyahu explains, that it means all the pleasures that a person can have from when he was a baby until he grows old. All the pleasures of humanity who are living today. All the pleasures of humanity from Adam HaRishon until Mashiach. That's all part of Kol chaye olamazeh, and a whiff of the smell, of the aroma, the fragrance of Olam Haba, just a whiff, not even the pleasure of Olam Haba itself, that whiff is worth more than all the gold and silver amassed by humanity, all the pleasures of humanity from Adam Rishon until Mashiach. So Hasachar Harbe, there's a lot of reward, but it's not in this world. Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Lecha, it's impossible to give schar in this world. There's nothing in this world that can equal payment for even one mitzvah. So there will be a lot of schar, but that schar is left for Olam Haba. And the Rebbeinu Shalom pressures us constantly, as the Pasuk says in Dvorim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, learn Torah when you're sitting in your house, when you're walking on the way, when you get up, when you go to sleep. And as the Tanchum and Re'ei says, if a person is mevatel Torah, it's as if he's denying Hashem at that moment when he's being mevatel Torah. Why? Shalai nitan Torah Yisrael. Torah was given to the Jewish people. Ella, only kedei sheyasku b'yom v'layla, that they should harven learning, they should be diligent in Torah day and night. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, ve'gisa boy yom v'layla, learn Torah diligently day and night.